Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 28th of November, 1969. The title is Methods to Transform the Worldly into Spiritual. Methods, Yuktiya, to transform the worldly, that is Laukik, into spiritual, Alaukik. Bab Dada says, what day of the bhakti is it today? Today it is the day for surrendering yourself completely. Sampurna samarpana. You consider it to be this day and this is why you have called Bab Dada. Are you ready to be surrendered completely? Or do you think that you have already surrendered completely? Today, it is the celebration of those who have surrendered completely. Have all of you surrendered completely? What is the vision like of those who have surrendered completely? So somebody said, their vision and attitude are pure. So Bab Dada asks, but with what yukti did their vision and attitude become pure? In just one word, it can be said that there is spirituality in their vision and attitude, that is, their vision and attitude become spiritual. When you do not see the body, the vision becomes pure. When you do not even look at the non-living things with your eyes, your attitude will not be drawn towards them. If your vision does not go towards them, neither will your attitude. Your attitude is drawn towards them when your vision is drawn towards them. Spiritual vision means that you have to see yourself and others as spirits. Even whilst looking at the body, you must not see it. You should have such a practice. For example, when someone is deep in thought, even while he is walking, eating, drinking, or whatever he is doing, he does not realize how much he has already done that or what he has eaten. In the same way, you will not see the body even whilst looking at it, but you will be busy in seeing yourself as a soul. And then, your stage will become such that when anyone asks you, what was so-and-so like, you will not know. Your stage will be like that. But that will only happen when you transform the Laukik things that you see into their spiritual form. In order to bring about transformation within yourself, you will have to change your way of seeing Laukik things and Laukik relations. You will have to have a spiritual awareness of Laukik things. When you look at Laukik relations, you must consider them to be the final generation of the children of Brahma Baba. They are part of the dynasty of Brahma. Brahma is the creator. So whether they are devotees, enlightened or ignorant souls, they are also part of that generation. Are they not? They are also part of that Biradari. So even Laukik relations are part of the dynasty of Brahma, of Brahma Vansh. But some are in close relationship and others are in distant relationship. It is the same when you see anything Laukik, whether you are working in your office or doing your business. Eating food or looking at or speaking about something, you should have a spiritual awareness about everything Laukik. You have to continue to move for the activity of your body, but while going towards your Laukik work with the feet of the body, at the same time, consider that you are moving towards your Alaukik land and bringing benefit through the intellect. The feet are walking here, but the intellect is engaged in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Just as you give food to the body, in the same way, continue to give to the soul the food of remembrance. This remembrance is food for the soul. At the time you give food to your body, also give the soul the strength and the power of remembrance. What you have to do to bring about transformation within yourself, you have to change everything from laukik into alaukik. Through this, people will realize that you are a special alaukik soul. Even whilst living amongst the laukiks, you are different from them. With the awareness of the soul, you have to consider yourself to be detached. It is easy to become detached from your duties and your work. You will not be loved by the world through that. You will be loved by the world when you perform your tasks while considering yourself to be a soul detached from the body. You must not be detached from just the things of the world, but you first have to be detached from your body. You will be loved when you become detached from your body. You will then be loved by your own mind, by God, and by the world. Why are you not loved by the world at present? Because you have not become detached from your body. You simply try to become detached from bodily relations. They then complain to you and say, "How much have you changed yourself?" You will continue to receive complaints until you become detached from your body first. Then you will be loved by the world. Some look at themselves and also look at the things of the world outside. They first change those other things and then change themselves. This is why there is no impact. In order to create an impact, you first have to transform yourself. You have to bring about transformation. You have to bring about parivartan in your vision, attitude, and consciousness, as well as in the way you use your wealth and your time. You have to bring about parivartan in your drishti, vritti, smriti, sampati, and samaye. Then you will be loved by the world. What you have to do after you become perfect, Baba is telling you what your walking and talking should be like. It should be like your memorial, which has been shown in the scriptures. Who made whom surrender totally? And in how much time? Do you remember the memorial? There is the example of King Janak. That was inspired by the children. But there is also the memorial in which the father made him surrender completely. They have showed Vaman, an incarnation of the god Vishnu, as a midget. That is, they have shown something small. What has the smallest form? The soul and the supreme soul. So the father came and took everything from Maya. He, God, made the most powerful one completely surrender everything in 3 steps. All of you have to surrender completely. That is, you have to renounce the power of Maya. You must not become strong with the power of Maya, but you must become strong with godly power. So just as they have portrayed the 3 steps, what are the 3 things that are spoken of through which there is complete surrender? What are the teachings for your thoughts, words, and actions? If you remember these 3 things, you will become completely surrendered. What are these 3 things? 1 is to renounce your body and bodily relations and remember me alone. This is for your thoughts. What teachings do you receive for your words? Every second, just as you pick up pearls, in the same way, you must only let jewels emerge from your mouth. You must donate to others only the jewels of knowledge and never stones. And for your actions, you must remember that whatever actions I perform, others will see me and do the same. And also, those who do something will receive the return of that. Both these aspects give power in your actions. That is to say, those who come into connection with you receive power through this. Do you understand? If you remember these main things for your thoughts, words, and actions, then you will be able to make your surrender complete and eternal. The intoxication that you may have here of complete surrender should not decrease later. If you firmly remember that you have surrendered completely, this imperishable remembrance will then make you imperishable. If you fluctuate a little, then the obstacles will also make you fluctuate. People will ridicule your fluctuation and your obstacles. Bab Dada continues to see everything anyway. Whom will you live with? What will you do if your companion lets go of your finger? All of you must fulfill the responsibility of keeping company. Bab Dada tries to fulfill the responsibility of keeping your company in one way or another. That is to say, he tries to hold on to your finger to such an extent that he gives life to even those who are on their last breath. But if some do not let Bab Dada give them oxygen, or if they remove the tube, what can he do? If you want Bab Dada's cooperation, then in fact, you do not need to even ask for it. Those who are loving automatically receive cooperation. If you have love for Bab Dada, you will automatically receive cooperation. There is no need to ask for it. In the form of devotees, you have been asking for half a kalp. If you continue to ask, even now as a child, then what difference is there between the devotees and the children? You continue to ask for cooperation as ignorant souls. If you consider yourself to be one with a right, you do not need to ask for it. Whatever has happened is in the past. Now, you must also transform all the experiences you have had. Do not think about whatever has happened. Learn a lesson from whatever has happened and be cautious in the future. If you continue to think about whatever has happened in the past, that will become an obstacle. Many obstacles come, and this would be a new obstacle arising. In order to transform the past and to fill yourself with strength, think about it in that way. But instead you think, why did this happen? How did it happen? How will it happen now? Will I be able to take a high jump or not? Do not ask all these questions. Apply a full stop instead of question marks. It is easy to apply a full stop. Whether someone knows how to write a question mark or not, everyone here knows how to ask questions. Continue to apply a full stop, and you will be able to stabilize yourself in the stage of a point. Today, Bab Dada is asking the children, what will you do after the bhatti? How will you make the task of the yajna progress? What will you adopt as a method for your progress? You have to imbibe the divine virtues and become loving anyway. But what will you do in a practical form? All of you related how you will be loving and cooperative to Bab Dada and the family, how you will be snehi and sayogi to Bab Dada and the family. But in what aspects do you have to become that? Together with your thoughts, words and actions, you also have to check yourself in terms of your body, mind and wealth. Tan, man or dhan. It is when you are obedient and faithful that you will be able to be loving and cooperative to Bap Dada and the family. What is the sign of those who are cooperative? They will be close to the family and Bap Dada in their thoughts and actions. As you continue to come closer to one another in opinion, all conflict of opinion will finish. You have been given the method to become helpers and how to be faithful. Secondly, in what way should those who have surrendered completely use their mind, body, wealth and time? Of course, you have to pay attention to your family. But do you have the accurate judgment of whether you are accurately using the four things that you have been given? Is a totally surrendered soul giving his body, mind, wealth, and time to the extent that he should? You must maintain the account of how to use your body, mind, wealth, and time. Just as you maintained an account of your home, in the same way, those who have surrendered completely should also write this account. Where and how did you use your body? You have to write it in short, but clearly. There is detail also, but sometimes it is not clear. This is why it should be short and clear. The shorter and clearer you write it, so accordingly, your internal stage will also be clear. If you keep your thoughts short, your news will be short, and the line of effort will be clear. Then your news will also be clear. The entire account will be included in this. Thirdly, remember that whatever you have been continuing to do in your thoughts, words, and actions, due to the lack of effort, that should be totally removed from the intellect, as though you have taken a new birth. In your effort, you have to leave behind all things of weakness here. Then you will not write in your letters how such and such happened due to the sanskars of the past. Since you have completely surrendered, you must think that that was something you already donated. If you accept again what you have donated, what will be the result? When you maintain this awareness, all the four things will be transformed. You must never let such words emerge from your mouth. Why do obstacles come in front of you? Because you have imbibed the knowledge in the wrong way. If you make a mistake, you say, "We have not yet become perfect." There is still time remaining. We are still effort makers. Effort makers do not have the freedom to make mistakes. But nowadays, most of you think that to be an effort maker means that your mistakes are forgiven. This one is doing this, therefore I have to do this. This one has become a jnani, one without knowledge, instead of being a jnani soul. Instead of being an enlightened soul. What do you have to remember? Whosoever does something, he receives the return of that. Whatever I do, when others see me, they will do the same. I must not do what I see others doing. I should perform such actions that when others see me, they will be inspired to do the same. You have imbibed these minor things in the wrong way. Instead of taking advantage of knowledge in the right way, you use it in the wrong way, and so there is weakness in your effort. Although these are things about not making effort, you instead think that these are things of a life of effort. And so you have been using, as an instrument, points of knowledge to hide the weakness in your effort. Finish all these methods and all your obstacles will finish automatically. You have to imbibe four powers. In fact, it is one and the same godly power, but this is said in order to make it clear. First, the power to pack up, sametne ki shakti, that is, the power to make something short. Second, the power to accommodate, samane ki shakti. Third, the power to tolerate, sahan karne ki shakti. And fourth, the power to confront, samna karne ki shakti. But whom do you have to confront? Not Bap Dada or the divine family, but the power to confront the power of Maya. If you imbibe all these four powers, you will be able to remain completely and eternally surrendered. It is said, keep everything short and also sort out everything. I have to think this and not this. I have to become this and not this. Continue to sort out everything and then make everything as short as possible. If whatever you say in 10 words is made short, and then the essence can be told in 2 words, then by making it short in this way, everything will become short. You have to make such effort after the bhatti. The other thing you have to remember is that just as Bap Dada has revealed to you the world, so it is now the duty of you children to reveal Bap Dada to all souls through your every task and every aspect. This is your task. Also maintain your chart of how many souls you have given Baba's message to and whether you have been revealing Bap Dada's love and relationship to those souls through that message. If not, then what service took place? You must not do incomplete service. You have now surrendered completely, and so you have to do complete service. Therefore, each of you has to check to how many souls and to what extent you have revealed Bap Dada's love and relationship through your thoughts, words, and actions. Just to give a message is not service. To give a message means to bring them into relationship. To make them your relations means to make them Brahma Kumars and Kumaris who belong to the clan of Shiv. This is what it means to make them your relations. You will only make them into your relations when you make them loving. When they become loving, they will become your relations. Just to give the message is the service of a crawling speed. The other is fast service. Spread the word in the whole world how Bap Dada is carrying out his task in an incognito way. Forge their love and relationship. All of them are your relations anyway. So just remind your relations of the relationship. Make the souls who have been separated loving. At present, service is being done in an incognito way, not in a revealed way. When they come to the museums, the revealed, external form is something else, but the form of service is at present incognito. Revelation will take place when the form of service is revealed. Create new plans for expanding service. How can you spread the sound? Go and give them the information and message fearlessly and without hesitation. Continue to hold exhibitions, but afterwards, you must do whatever you are telling them to do. Get together and think about how the world can come to know what the time is and what task is being carried out. The message should reach them in some way. The service that should take place through the papers is not yet being carried out. In the form of one gathering and by understanding one another and giving cooperation, you will have to bring about an unlimited form in the unlimited service. The enthusiasm of everyone in this group in an emerged form is to do whatever Bap Dada wishes by 100%. Just as it is in an emerged form, that it will happen. it is in everyone's mind to surrender completely from their Laukik work. That day is very close. But that will only happen when you have surrendered with the mind. Then it will not take long to surrender from your Laukik work. This time, surrender with your mind. A number will be given according to whoever's result is good. Madhuban is a bhatti anyway, whether there is a bhatti program or not. You will continue to come to Madhuban and give the proof of being immortal. The greatest surrender is that of being surrendered in thought. You should not have any waste thoughts. It is because of these waste thoughts that your time and energy are wasted. So you have to surrender completely, even in your thoughts. You now have to bring the enthusiasm of the mind in a practical form. Acha, Om Shanti.